AT&T presents Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon.
Here's some music you might recognize.
I am the little red rooster. Too late is the crow for day. Everything's a fighting about the smoke. You shoot me so. Oh, baby. Baby, baby, please come home.
That was just a taste of some songs made famous by the Rolling Stones, Cream, and Led Zeppelin. As different as those songs are, they all have something in common. They were written by the same man, the late Willie Dixon. Willie died on January 29th of this year at the age of 76, leaving behind a multitude of timeless classics. His songwriting has had a huge influence on rock and roll.
There are quite a few people that have covered my songs that you know about, because a lot of people, I think a lot of these people wrote the songs themselves, and I wrote many songs for many people. Like the Led Zeppelin, Bring It On Home, you know, and You Shook Me, The Doors, The Back Door Man, Ron Stood, and Steve Winwood, Jeff Beck, and Eric Clapton. I Ain't Superstitious. Then Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Van Morrison, also the Rolling Stones and Otis Redding. I Just Want to Make Love to You, Hoochie Coochie Man. And there have been quite a few. In fact, you can look down through history for the last, I'd say, 40 years, and you'll find quite a few of my things with a lot of people. And just about looking on most of the rock and roll albums, you'll always find a bunch of my things, and just about all the blues albums.
Media America Radio is proud to present a very unique show, Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon. Hi, this is Robbie Krieger. Back in 1965, I formed The Doors with Jim Morrison, Ray Manzarek, and John Densmore. The rest, as they say, is an Oliver Stone movie. Well, the first time I heard Backdoor Man was on an album by John Hammond Jr. I really thought that was a cool song. I thought he had written it, but turns out that Willie Dixon had wrote it. And we started doing that song, I believe, before we even wrote any of our own songs. Before we wrote our own songs, we were doing cover songs and blues. And that was one of our favorite songs. Willie Dixon's Backdoor Man is performed by The Doors back in 1967, featuring yours truly, Robbie Krieger, on guitar and bass. Here's ZZ Top's drummer, Frank Beard.
Willie Dixon was not only a great performer, but wrote a tremendous amount of material covered by a lot of other blues men, and in turn found their way into a lot of rock and roll catalogs, and the list just goes on and on.
ZZ Top guitarist Billy Gibbons.
Probably the poet laureate of the blues, Mr. Willie Dixon. And not only has he had a great influence on what is now heard by so many in the rock field, but some of his own records are being played and enjoyed by many.
I see you watching me just like a hawk. I don't mind about the things you talk.
All right, that was Willie Dixon with I Love the Life I Live and I Live the Life I Love from his 1988 album, Hidden Charms. Willie filled his musical life to the hilt. In addition to his songwriting, performing, and recording, he was the chief arranger, producer, and bass man at Chess Records in Chicago. But that was only part of the story. Willie was born on July 1, 1915 in Vicksburg, Mississippi, the seventh of 14 children. He started writing poems as a child, and by the time he was 21 years old, he had traveled all over the South, to Chicago and New York, and as far away as Hawaii. He had worked on the docks and coal yards, even as an iceman. He had hoboed and served time in jail, and even worked on the levees of the Mississippi Delta. He put some time in as a boxer, and he won the Illinois Golden Gloves. He lived enough for several men, but even so, it was his musical career for which he will always be remembered. Here now is somebody who is closely associated with Willie, the queen of the blues, Coco Taylor.
Willie Dixon, he was right there. He was the beginning of my career. He was the one that took me down to Chess Records and got me started. He wrote my first song. He didn't just write for me. He wrote for all kind of people, you know. The Rolling Stones did, you know, a lot of his tunes. And, you know, Paul Butterfield, I forget them guys' name. I forget all them names. But anyway, yeah, Led Zeppelin and all of them.
Willie Dixon's You Need Love inspired Led Zeppelin's mega hit, Whole Lotta Love. Also on that second album was Willie's Bring It On Home. Zeppelin's first album had two covers of Willie's songs, I Can't Quit You Baby and You Shook Me. But Jimmy Page was not satisfied just to cover a song. He wanted to turn it on its head.
Well, I said, why don't you try this idea, and it was backwards echo, reversing the tape, recording the echo and putting it round on the right way again so that the echo would precede the signal. The engineer, Glyn Johns, at the time of the first album, he's the engineer for the first album, he said, this is impossible, won't work, it's impossible. I said, will you do what I'm telling you to do, just do it. And of course, when we put the tape around the right way again and played it back, he was grudgingly moving the fader up, and you could hear this fantastic sound. It was only really employed on that album, on the end of You Shook Me.
You Shook Me, written by Willie Dixon and performed by Led Zeppelin. This tribute to Willie Dixon, the original Hoochie Coochie Man, will return in a moment with Mick Jagger and Eric Clapton, so stick around. In 1962, Willie Dixon began working with the promoters of the American folk blues festivals in Europe. Willie and Memphis Slim were the liaisons between the promoters and the Chicago blues men who appeared at these festivals. Willie and Slim were also part of the shows that included John Lee Hooker, T-Bone Walker, Muddy Waters, and Sonny Boy Williamson. Those festivals inspired many of the young musicians who went on later to create the British musical invasion of the United States. Mick Jagger.
In the very, very early days, when we were like, we came to America, and we were going to Chicago, it's particularly apropos of where you come now. We were like a band that sort of brought, they said we brought coal to Newcastle, and in other words, we were a very serious blues band to a large degree, and we were coming back, and we came back to Chicago and Detroit, and none of the people that we met were interested in the blues, and we said, how can they not know about it, when they're living here, and all these people are playing in these little clubs like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter, and all these people we'd loved for years, how come they don't know about it? And so we were coming back and sort of proselytizing this whole thing about blues, you know, when we didn't realize that they knew, we became even more blues purist and proselytizing. So I think we made a contribution, if you like, then, by making people aware to a large extent of music, American music, that they weren't aware of.
Yeah, we're going to do a bit of a blues for you now.
The Stones version of Willie Dixon's Little Red Rooster from the Flashpoint album. That track features the guitar work of Eric Clapton. Eric's love of the blues is well known, and his blues purist stance caused him to leave the Yardbirds as they begin dancing to a more commercial tune. The blues also played an important part in the formation of the Cream in 1966. Here's Eric.
My idea of what it was going to be like was
much of Chicago blues thing. I'd heard this great album that the Buddy Guy and Junior Wells had made, and it was a trio with just a harmonica. It was like bass, guitar, and drums, and I thought, well, this is it. You know, it's very lightweight, easy, traveling kind of band. This is what Cream will be.
Put their spoons full of diamonds. Put their spoons full of gold.
Jack Bruce singing Cream's version of Willie Dixon's Spoonful. Next, we'll be back with more of Willie's songs, including a very special live version of Wang Dang Doodle, sung by Willie himself. Welcome back to this tribute to Willie Dixon. I'm your host, Robbie Krieger. Willie Dixon spent his life writing, performing, and promoting the blues. In September of 89, he appeared at the Lone Star Roadhouse in New York. The occasion was a benefit to kick off the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Now here's Willie from the stage that night.
The reason I say the wisdom of the blues is the greatest thing on earth, because the blues tell the truth. Now, there are people that exaggerate in these truths, and then there are people that use their own opinion because they feel like somebody have deviated from the original. But when you look it over close and think about these songs as they are said, think about them as they express, and it gives you a better feeling to express these songs in various ways. This is why the various types of music is here today, and they all derive from the roots of the blues.
That night, Willie shared the stage with ZZ Top, Greg Allman, Dr. John, Johnny Copeland, and a host of other rock and blues artists. You're about to become a part of that evening's festivities as Willie Dixon and friends perform Wang Dang Doodle.
We gon' pitch a ball back to that Union Hall. They gon' romp and tromp to midnight, fussin' and fightin' daylight. We gon' pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. We gon' night long all
Pick your wang and doodle all night long.
Sam, then everybody gonna jam. And shaky box called Joe, sawdust on the floor. Panic, Carolina, Diamond, that was a hell of a time.
And when the fish said, fill the air,
jumped juice everywhere.
We gonna pitch a wine game. Real low, and I want you every time I say all night long, every time John say all night long, you say it right out there.
All night long.
All night long.
Rendition of Wang Dang Doodle from 1989. Sadly, we won't be able to witness any more nights of magic like that duet between Willie and Dr. John. because Willie is playing in blues heaven now, but he's left us some great music and memories. We'll be hearing about Willie's Blues Heaven Foundation, what it's all about, and how you can help in just a moment. We'll also hear some more of Willie's classic songs performed by Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Allman Brothers Band when Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon, returns. The Willie Dixon songbook contains over 500 titles. Through the 50s and 60s, many of these songs appeared on records by various artists on the Chess label. Now, Willie practically ran the entire Chess studio operation throughout his stay at the label. From lining up talent to delivering records to stores and radio stations, Willie's hand was felt everywhere. For instance, Willie's bass playing can be heard on many of those Chuck Berry records at Chess. Here's the late Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Say you play a Chuck Berry song. Everybody thinks they go a certain way. You stop and listen to the song, and it has nothing to do with da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know? But that's just what has been passed on through players who didn't really listen to it. That's a lot of what goes on with the blues.
Stevie obviously studied and mastered the blues. On his album, The Sky Is Crying, released after his death, we can hear Stevie playing a Willie Dixon song he learned from a Muddy Waters version. The song is Close to You, and here's Double Trouble drummer Chris Layton.
I think this song was like could have been like written just for Stevie. Maybe years ago, Willie said, "Oh, Stevie, I think I'm gonna write a song for him because it's like it's got that humor, a humor like Stevie had."
I wanna be close to you, baby, as I can get close to you, baby, as a what is...
Hey! Close to you from The Sky Is Crying. Grab a pencil and paper so you can write down the Blues Heaven Foundation address. I'll be telling you more about it in just a minute or two.
Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon, has been brought to you by AT&T.
Hi, I'm Robbie Krieger from The Doors. Hoochie Coochie Man is back with another guy who fell under the influence of Willie Dixon, the late, great Duane Allman.
Well, everything influences, you know, as you go along, you pick up stuff. You just can't help. It's how you learn to talk, you know. You just hear your folks talk, and whatever you hear, you know, that's how you talk. So it's like, you know, that's just how people are. So we've all been involved with music, I guess, since, you know, our early teens.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, stuff just soaks into you, you know.
According to Willie, soaking up music is one way to stay out of trouble.
Well, I like for him to get into music because when a person got the time enough to think about beautiful music, he ain't got time enough to think about a lot of ignorance, evil, and stupidity.
Allman Brothers guitarist Warren Haynes.
I remember from the very beginning seeing all these albums by these rock groups and going, who the hell is Willie Dixon? He's written everything. And this is before I had no idea that he was, you know, who he was. I had I thought, is he some white guy that's a great rock and roll writer that doesn't perform? I mean, what the hell? I mean, you know, of course I was like 11 years old or something.
Of course, Warren went on to learn a great deal about Willie Dixon. Now let's listen to Warren sing one of Willie's songs live on tour with the Allman Brothers.
Gypsy woman told my mama, wow, before I was born. Got a boy child come and Lord, he'll be a bad one.
Hoochie Coochie Man from the Allman Brothers. Here's Willie Dixon.
The youngster today, you can't just tell him something and he believe it. He gonna check it out and see for himself. And when they go to checking out the roots of American music, they always find the blues there. That's why it's much better, and they'll always represent it like that because they know where it comes from. And the roots of anything is always the important part, because without any roots, it ain't no fruits.
This has been Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon. I've been Robbie Krieger. Thanks for listening. Here's ZZ Top's drummer, Frank Beard.
Willie Dixon was not only a great performer, but wrote a tremendous amount of material covered by a lot of other blues men, and in turn found their way into a lot of rock and roll.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger from The Doors, and I've been a fan of blues legend Willie Dixon since we recorded his Backdoor Man on The Doors' first album. I'm honored to be your host on a program that shows his great influence on rock and roll. We'll hear from Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, and Duane Allman, among others, and we'll hear the great songs of Willie's that they recorded. Tune in next week when Media America Radio presents Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon. Here's ZZ Top's drummer, Frank Beard.
Willie Dixon was not only a great performer, but wrote a tremendous amount of material covered by a lot of other blues men, and in turn found their way into a lot of rock and roll.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger from The Doors, and I've been a fan of blues legend Willie Dixon since we recorded his Backdoor Man on The Doors' first album. I'm honored to be your host on a program that shows his great influence on rock and roll. We'll hear from Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, and Duane Allman, among others, and we'll hear the great songs of Willie's that they recorded. Tune in this week when Media America Radio presents Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon. Here's ZZ Top's drummer, Frank Beard.
Willie Dixon was not only a great performer, but wrote a tremendous amount of material covered by a lot of other blues men, and in turn found their way into a lot of rock and roll.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger from The Doors, and I've been a fan of blues legend Willie Dixon since we recorded his Backdoor Man on The Doors' first album. I'm honored to be your host on a program that shows his great influence on rock and roll. We'll hear from Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, and Duane Allman, among others, and we'll hear the great songs of Willie's that they recorded. Tune in tonight when Media America Radio presents Hoochie Coochie Man, a tribute to Willie Dixon.